The spectacular instrument of Russell Braun baritone with the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra, conducted by Richard Bradshaw. That was Rossini's Barber of Seville, the aria Largo al Factotum. I'm Jane Stillwell on Classical Mornings on the new Classical FM. It's 9:26 now, and we've got a big treat here. The Violins of Hope. They're a collection of more than 70 string instruments restored by the late Israeli master luthier Amnon Weinstein and Avshalom Weinstein. And Violins of Hope, it's going to be coming to Chabad on Bayview, 2437 Bayview Avenue, from November 4th to 18th. And Violins of Hope, it's not only a memorial, but also an educational experience that impacts adults and students. And with us to talk about it this morning is Rabbi Gansberg and none other than Avshi Weinstein, who lives in Turkey and Israel right now. And he is one of the luthiers. He is Amnon Weinstein's son. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us this morning. And what an extraordinary thing this is to have in Toronto, or anywhere for that matter. Wouldn't you say?
Indeed. I think it's an honor for us to have Avshi with us.
And it is an honor.
Collection. It's a special week for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, Avshi, tell us how you got involved in making violins. Was it simply watching your father?
Well, my grandfather started. He was a violin repairman and did some small maintenance. And my father went in the 60s to Cremona to study violin making. And later on, he went to Paris to learn more of restoration. And honestly, I wasn't great at school. I mean, I liked school. I liked history and stuff. But I liked working with my hands, doing different things all the time. Mm-hmm. And somehow, I ended up in the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I mean, it must have been was the pressure not on when you were dealing with these instruments?
So working on them is almost the same like working on any other instrument from the matter of point of view of a violin maker and restorer. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you know the history, and it feels different.
Of course.
For my father, different than me, because I grew up learning about my mother's side of the Holocaust. And my father, when he was growing up, his parents never spoke about the family they lost. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different feeling. It's a very different way of growing up and being attached to.
Yes, of course. And Rabbi, let's talk about now why these violins are so important and why they are representatives of hope.
So the story of these violins really are a story, I think, very near and dear to the Jewish people. Our story isn't necessarily about going through challenging times, but it's more about the response of how we responded and persevered through challenging times. And music is a key component to Jewish thought and practice.
Yes.
And melody has always been something that both in the home and in synagogues and in community centers and in Jewish communities across the world, it's always been something that's really lifted the spirits in good times, but also in challenging times. So I think this collection is a representation of a generation that saw the worst of humanity and yet was able to persevere, to find a universal story of music that pulled them through the darkest days and gave them hope, even after the war, to rebuild their lives in countries spread out throughout the world. So it's really special to us, but it's a universal message of perseverance and hope.
Mm-hmm. Now, isn't it absolutely unbelievable that these instruments survived?
I mean,
how is this possible?
Avshi,
well, if you take a violin and run over it with a truck, you can still save it.
No way. Come on.
The thing is that these instruments, they have no, you can't change them. There is nothing else. I mean, this is the instrument that this person or this woman, this is what they played. This was their instrument. I can find you much better ones because all the really good ones were confiscated by the Nazis. But this is the music, this is the sound they heard, and this is what they had. So this is what we bring when we do concerts and lectures, educational programs. And we don't have that many survivors anymore. And many survivors cannot really talk anymore. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that people will remember and will never forget. And one of the ways is to make it accessible for as many people as we can, especially students. So we have all the big museums who are doing an amazing work. Mm-hmm. But then when you bring something like that to a community, and you can bring schools that might not have the chance to go to a real big Holocaust museum or get really good education, Holocaust education, hopefully it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that's very exciting now is that this concert that is at Kerner Hall with the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra, phenomenal orchestra, and Johannes Debus conducting, the thing that's so important is that I understand that these instruments are going to be played by the Canadian Opera Company, the violins.
Yeah. Yes.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, and the shout-out really goes to Johannes and the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra. They are so excited to be part of this. This is going to be the first time it's really played here in Toronto. It's the first time this collection has come to Toronto. Mm-hmm. And the concert down at Kerner Hall on November 12th will be a remarkable story of resilience and hope and mm-hmm. joy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's got a great message for our time. So we're excited.
And do you know what the repertoire will be at the concert?
Yeah, so there's a fusion of various different musical elements that come in related to some of the music that was forbidden to be played during the Holocaust, as mm-hmm. well as some historical Jewish music, but there'll be from Beethoven and classical kind of stuff that come out, right. as well as some cantorial.
And why not, right?
Exactly. And it's going to be a remarkable fusion of a universal for every color and creed to come and enjoy. So we're really excited to that. And of course, the exhibition on Bayview at our center up there at Bayview
yes.
in York Mills area,
yes.
Seeing thousands of kids coming through from both from the TDSB and the private and Jewish and non-Jewish schools coming through. And it's open to the public. So we're really excited about that as well, the exhibition.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. And what an extraordinary experience this is, Violins of Hope. I mean, it's so symbolic of that which is so important nowadays, especially with the disruption in life, the dissonance that's happening in life.
100%. And that's why I say that music has a universal message, and these particular instruments have a very near and dear universal message to our community, but really to every human being that loves life, loves humanity. Mm. It's really a great story, and I encourage everybody to go on to violinsofhope.ca and check out the various different programs there. But we're so grateful that you let us come on today.
Well,
and that
we're grateful, and it's an honor to meet you both. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Thank
We've
so
been
much.
Speaking with Rabbi Levi Gansberg and Avshi Weinstein about Violins of Hope. This is an extraordinary experience, and thankfully the exhibition will be on from the 4th to the 18th. Now, the concert at Kerner Hall is on the 12th, and that's with the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra, conducted by Johannes Debus. There is also a candlelight concert, and just to touch on that briefly, what date is that?
November 18th, that will be at our center, an intimate candlelight concert with Muri Ben-Ari. It's well acclaimed, and it's going to be a remarkable, different type of experience, mm-hmm. but still, I think it'll be impactful nonetheless.
At Chabad on Bayview at 2437 Bayview Avenue. Now, the important thing here is to go to violinsofhope.ca for all the information you need. Thank you so much for coming in, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you
Thank
very
you
much.
For having us.